Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just woke up. I'm really, really sorry about what happened, what I did.
I know, I thought you were my friend. I can't believe that you came in there the other night and did that to me. You came in. I was totally sleeping. I mean, I'm so, you know, I'm finally to the point where I wanted to call you and talk to you about it.
I'm so glad you have it. I really can't believe you have.
I just, what possessed you to come in there? And, you know, the next thing I know, I wake up and you're on top of me, kissing me, and you're, you know, all over me, and your hands are in my pants. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I've just been shocked and horrified for the last 2 days at what I did, and asking myself how I could have done that.
I just don't know how you could do that to me. I thought you were my friend.
I don't know either. I was your friend, and I wish I still was.
I have never, ever given you any kind of indication that I wanted you to come in and do that to me, you know?
No, I know.
I've just been so scared ever since this, you know? I feel like I can't trust anybody or think of, you know? I went to sleep at Mark and Wits, and the next thing I know, you're on top of me, you know, with your hand in my pants. I'm totally scared, Simon.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
I just wish you hadn't done this, you know?
I've been... Every moment has been just hell for me, kind of remembering that, and it's probably worse for you.
Every second since it's happened, I just feel violated and scared, and that I really never thought somebody who I really considered one of my friends, you know, to be one of my close friends could, you know, do this to me.
I never thought I would do something like that. You know, I was pretty fucked up. I'm not going to blame it on drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did it. I own that.
Yeah.